won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Wednesday, June 11th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys responding. So far, 55 text messages unread. Not one in anywhere. Surprise, surprise. Mike Slarsky downstate. Yes, with an explanation point. The DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, chainsaw needs to be taken to the Michigan budget. Heck, it looks to me like finding $3.1 billion for road funding would be pretty academic. Cut the BS programs out of the $86.5 billion budget by only 3.6%, and you're there. It is time, but you're going to need a leader, governor, Senate, House, with the guts to do it. Well, here's the problem. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is in office until January 1st of 2027. That's a fact. She's not going to be impeached. She's not going to be recalled. It ain't going to happen. You're also in a situation where we won't get new leadership in this state from the governor's office until then. The other issue that you have is the control of the state Senate. This governor is refusing to call for that special election down in the 35th State Senate District because she knows darn well that Bill Schuette Jr., little Billy, who's now a state rep, has the name recognition. He's got the Dow Chemical Midland machine behind him and would easily win that 35th State Senate District in a heartbeat. It went for Donald Trump. Midland, Bay, Saginaw counties all went for Trump. If he is given the opportunity to run for that Senate seat, he'd win it in a heartbeat. And then we'd have gridlock in the Senate. 19 to 19. There's no way she's going to give up the majority in the Senate. It is the only chamber she has. It's the only chance of putting pressure on the Republicans in the House. And honestly, I don't see them caving in. Let me check my yeses and noes right now. up to 87 unread messages. Let's click on unread and let's see what we got. Everybody responding. Let's see, do I have, excuse me, I got one N for a no. Don't do it until we get the next Republican governor. Well, here's the problem. Chuck, I understand what you're saying. I totally get it. But with this House majority, with this Speaker Matt Hall, I'm not so sure that they're not going to stand firm. We'll see what happens. We'll continue this discussion. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. For this hour, the next 45 minutes, and through the next top of the hour news break, we're conducting an unscientific poll. Text me at 231-360-5140. Text me Y for yes, It's time for the House Republican majority to stand firm and make major Doge-like cuts to the state spending budget for this upcoming fiscal year 2026. Again, the Senate Democrats passed their $86 billion budget. Governor came out with her numbers earlier this year, around $85.2 billion. Should the Republicans go through the bureaucratic agencies' departments, find ways to eliminate jobs, get rid of buildings they're not using? Many of these state workers are working from home. Basically, get rid of the buildings, shut them down. Is that something that the House Republicans should do this year's budget? So if you think that should happen, text me Y for yes, N for no. Bad idea. We're heading into an election year, 2026. We don't want the Democrats in the Senate, this Democrat governor, blaming the Republicans for anything. Just work with them, get a budget passed, and then when we have the election next year, hopefully we elect a Republican governor, take back the majority in the Senate, and then let the new Republican governor lead the effort to get back to about $60 billion budget. That would be a no. Don't do it now. Wait and do it in January 2027. Again, Y for yes, do it now, N for no, do it in 27. Now, one of the agencies that runs the state of Michigan in an advisory role to the state legislature. This is part of the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. It's not part of the House. It's not part of the Senate. Appointed by the governor, having their recommendations as to how to protect civil rights in the state of Michigan. Well, part of that is what was passed and put into our Constitution called the Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act. Republicans are trying to use the same my body, my choice argument that enshrined into the Michigan Constitution abortion rights. Well, now the Republicans are trying to say the same thing, my body, my choice, when it comes to being forced to get vaccinated. Vaccine freedom is the phrase being used by State Representative Jim DeSanta of Carlton and Republican State Representative Brad Paquette of Niles, as they seek to add vaccination status to the Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act, meaning someone could not be discriminated against for housing, schooling, employment, and more based on whether they've been vaccinated or to what extent they've been vaccinated. If the unvaccinated feel that they've been discriminated against, they could pursue legal action under their House Bills 4552 and 4553, which have been introduced and referred to the House Committee on Rules, because they promulgate administrative rules that are more stringent than the statutory requirements for a parent to claim a vaccine exemption for their child in attending public schools. Another bill House Bill 4475 was referred to the Committee on Government Ops. This one introduced by State Representative Riley Linton, a Republican from Wyandotte. She was not present during the press conference where the bills were discussed, but she transferred from Grand Valley State University after declining the COVID-19 vaccine and not being able to continue her education. State Representative Steve Cara said college students were manipulated, even coerced into a medical decision to get vaccinated so they could continue their education and make use of any of the student loans they had already incurred. I'm going to stop right there. One of our grandsons has never been vaccinated in his entire life. Our daughter chose to not have him vaccinated. None of them. Measles, chickenpox, polio, nothing. He's never received one vaccine in his entire life. Now, this is going to be interesting, because as he was attending Michigan State University during the China virus, both he and his fiancée, beautiful young girl, attending Michigan State with him, were forced to get the COVID-19 vaccination if they wanted to continue attending Michigan State University, my former school where I went. They didn't have a choice. Manipulated or coerced into a medical decision to get vaccinated? No, Steve, it's even stronger than that. They flat out were told that if they didn't get vaccinated, they would have to pack up their stuff and leave the university. Literally, get out of here. Even though they had gone into debt for student loans to pay their tuition in advance, they were threatened that they would have to leave. So both of them got vaccinated. Now they're in the real world working. They bought a house together. They plan to get married very soon and start a family. Going to watch very closely what happens with her ability to get pregnant, her ability to carry a baby to term, and then let's see if their children, their offspring, have any medical issues. Because we can point directly to the fact that our grandson has never received a vaccine except the one he was forced to do, COVID vaccine, at Michigan State University. But let's get back to the story. Another state representative, Jamie Green, Republican of Richmond, at the press conference, had a very simple question. What happens in your body when you face a decision between you and your creator, your religious beliefs? Is there any room for the government to get in between that relationship, especially when it comes to education? It's a good question. Well, another Republican, Jennifer Wirtz of Quincy, State Representative Jennifer, talked about her experience as a parent transitioning her children from homeschooling to public schooling. As they get older, a lot of homeschooling parents feel that they've given their child a good enough of a foundation, have gotten them to an age where they're critical thinkers on their own, And maybe it's time for them to start playing sports. Maybe it's time for them to be socially expanded into a public school setting. Or maybe Jennifer Wirtz, for example, state representative, maybe she made the decision to run for office to serve her community and couldn't be home to finish their homeschooling, taking them all the way to graduation. Well, this state representative said that during that process, she was required to be counseled by local health departments about vaccinating her children before they would be allowed to attend public schools. Wirtz went on to say at this press conference, "I find it quite hypocritical that we live in a state where we're told my body, my choice all the time. In fact, we even voted and changed our constitution to give women the freedom to choose whether to keep their unborn child or not. But the moment the child's born, then the state and the government wants to tell us how we need to parent our children. If it's in fact my body, my choice all the time, should that not also be the case when the child is growing up after their birth?" Wirtz said. Great statement. Because one thing you have to understand, do parents have the right to not have their children vaccinated? Do parents have the right to say, no, you're not going to force my child with this experimental mRNA vaccine that's not even a real vaccine? They gave litigation immunity to the drug companies that produced the COVID vaccine. They cannot be sued for any malpractice of any medical conditions that anybody experiences as a result of getting these vaccines. But yet, the state of Michigan tells kids to go to public schools, you must be vaccinated. To go to public universities, you must be vaccinated. Well, the Republicans want vaccine choice entered into the Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act. They are doing it, actually, folks, by statute. These House bills have been presented, and they are in committee as we speak. Question, will the Senate-controlled Democrats by one seat pass it when it comes to their chamber? Final question, will this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, sign it into law? We'll see where this goes. Excellent, excellent way of doing this, in my opinion. My body, my choice should include vaccines. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading